I have no idea. Honestly, don't keep track of it. I know when I started saying Newsom, that I know. That's it. Yeah. You think I know? Yeah, it's full. Okay, not yet. Two more seconds. We are on Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and we're in the middle of the story of Yane HaMelech. Yane HaMelech killed out the Chachamim. Why? Because they questioned his ability to be a kosher Kayin Gadol. Really, questioned his ability to be a kosher Kayin. But when he started acting like a Kayin Gadol, is when they spoke up, and he got angry at them, and Elazar ben Peira, who was an Ish Belial, the Gemara has bad things to say about him, he was evil, he incited Yane HaMelech to kill the Chazal, and Yane HaMelech killed out all Chazal, besides Shimon ben Shetach, and again, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai also, but we're not going to get involved in that now. We haven't talked about that yet. We don't know anything yet. All we said now is the story. The details of why they thought one way and why it was found to be the other way have not been talked about at all. So that's still unknown, which is obviously where we're headed for, because Abaye is using this story to prove that it's Echad Neman. So we have to find out what happened. That's the story we're up to. I believe we finished the Rashbam. The Rashi, I mean? I don't think so. No, I take that back. I think we're up to Vayibadlu, Rashi, Vayibadlu, Chachmi, Yisrael, Bazam. We haven't said a thing yet about what happened. We don't know anything besides the story that we had. No details have been furnished. Rashi, the Badlu Chachmi Yisrael Bazam, Shekos HaMelech Aleim, King got angry at them. Kachu Dina Lizbogar Basar. A commoner has to tolerate being embarrassed. The Kachu Dina Chabitmi Shlitinokimem, you're going to let Chazal get away with embarrassing you and saying you're not fit for Kahuna? Raibsam Hargam killed him. So he said, Matahela, what's going to be with the Torah? Shemesh Nishtakach. It's rolled up. And if you learn them, you'll find out the mitzvahs. They won't be forgotten. It's sprouting. The pasuk in Chumash, and it grew complete ripe almonds. That's by Aaron Akayin. The lashon tzitzis is sprout. Lishnachrina. It doesn't come from a sprout, it comes bara, from flame, ignited. Like a spark that lights a coal. Shimon Meshetach, Achi Yishtahoya, Rashi tells us that Shimon Meshetach was the queen's wife, and she hit him. That's the story. Now Abaye wants to use this story to prove that Erecha's belief was an admission. We are in the first wide line at the bottom, about four lines at the end of the page. Hechidami. Ilay me de beitre amni shtaboy, beitre amni le shtaboy. Was it that originally two people said that his mother had been captured, and then two people came and said, no, his mother was never captured, right? So that, and therefore we exonerated him, if that's the right word. We koshered him. Why? My cousin is the same cousin, honey, is my honey. Can't say he's kosher. You don't know who's saying the truth. So it can't be that first we had two Adam that said she was captured. Therefore, Chazal said he's not a kosher Kayan. Then two Adam came and said she wasn't captured. And therefore, Chazal decided he is a kosher Kayan. Can't do that. Two against two creates a suffix. Not all this establishment is great without two against two. But two against two is it now. Okay, so your question's a good question. Rashi's going to ask it, so we'll see Rashi. But we'll see it in Rashi. Took Rashi. Heichi dami vayivukish hadavar v'leinimtza. What does that mean? We found it not to be true. The mashmash of tikkun becheskes kashrus means they paskin, that he, ultimately they paskin, that he was okay. Why? Smecha hani, damish taboi. They could come up with their mouth, so I'm going to say they didn't find it to be true. Frank Rashi, Dr. Harris is kasha. The Amrit, Uki Trey, the Badi Trey, Uki Itzach Askasa. Before the first two Adam showed up, we assumed that the lady was kasha. We assume all ladies are kasha. The established fact had been that the lady is kasha. Two Adam came and said, no, she's not kasha. Two Adam came and said, she is kasha. So ignore the witnesses, throw them out because we don't know what to do with them, and leave it the way it was before, which is that she's kosher. And that would be the answer of why we said he's kosher. That's the rule. Whenever you have tray and tray, to machlokes, but the way we paskin is tray or tray, leave it on chazaka. That was before the first set showed up. First set showed up to change the facts.
They did not come at the same time.
That's making a difference.
The two Adam came and said, this is what happened. They had a sock, they had a gavel, and then a sock.
Yeah, but again, her chazaka was that she was kosher. No, but the two Adam came and... No. I know what you want to say, but it's wrong. Two Adam come and say something, and then they're contradicted by another two Adam. They're canceled.
Before the sock.
No! Even after the sock. You're confusing it with Eid Echad. Two Adam come in, and other two Adam come in, they contradict the first two Adam, and we throw out our Pesach. This is not Adam Zayman, this is Akkosha. Whenever you have two versus two, ignore the Adam. Then what do? So we Paskin, leave it the way it was before the Adam showed up. And that's enough to make it kosher. I know Dr. Harris did not ask it that way, he asked it your way. But the kasha that really should be asked is Rashi's question. And for Rashi, ihi kamban, if the lady would have been here, v'yisabon lebezim latira, that would be fine. Avol b'noz zeh hanidon ein lechazak of the kasha. The woman was assumed kosher. Therefore, since the woman was assumed kosher, we would have said to her, you're a kosher lady. However, the shayla came on her son, who never had the chazak of kasher, because the son depends on the mother, who we don't know. Now, the mother, we say, act with her as if she's kosher. Let me try to explain this in a second. Shami'idim al-chilus l'dasim b'psul, because the Aedis is saying Yane was never kosher. Not that he became puzzle. They're saying he was never kosher. Let me explain. Chazak is not a birur. Chazak does not clarify what happened. Chazaka, because she was kosher, doesn't mean things didn't change. Two Adam say it changed, two Adam say it didn't change. Chazaka doesn't say, oh, we know now that it didn't change. No, you don't know now. You know nothing. The Torah said, when you don't know, the way to act is to leave things the way they were. Not because you know that's what happened. This is what you do when you don't know. Chazaka is not a birur. There's certain things that clarify. When witnesses come in, they clarify. When you have a majority, when you can use it, that's a clarification. The majority says, this is what happened. We know now what happened based on the clarification of a majority. Is it 100% clarification? No. But it's a clarification. The Torah says, rely on that kind of clarification. Aedis is a clarification. Chazaka doesn't clarify. It doesn't tell us any clarity. It's saying, when you don't know, leave on chazaka. So there's a big machloikas. Can a chazaka on one person be transferred to the next person? Mom has a cheskes kashrus. Had mom walked into Bezin and two Adam say she's puzzle and two Adam say she's kosher, we would say, listen, we don't know. Leave her the way she was before any witnesses came in, which is she's kosher. But that's because she was kosher before witnesses came in. The kid born never was kosher. The minute he's born, right, we now know that two Adam say he was never kosher, and two Adam say, nobody's saying mom was never kosher. Everybody agrees. Mom was a kosher lady till at the age of 47, and I just made that up, she got captured by the Goyim. But for the first 46 years of her life, Everybody agrees this was a kosher lady.
Well, then her son was kosher.
Yes, the son was born after she was captured. Okay, all right, so she was 33. I don't care, I'm just saying. Right? So the son was born when there was no longer clarity. But the mom would have been paskin that she's kosher because she had been kosher for the first 31 years of her life. The son never was kosher for a second. So Rashi says this Gemara holds, Cheskes Aim Loi Mahani Leben. We don't use a chazaka on person A to transfer to the next person because chazaka is not clarifying. It's a way of behavior. There has to be a chazaka on the person we're dealing with. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Rashi says, "Ihi kaman, had she been here?" The Rashi I just read, "Smaycha honey." "Ihi kaman." I'm reading in the middle of that Rashi. If she were here, by Sabala Bezin, Latira, we would have been Smaycha Chazaka. Abu Bena Zehanita. But we're talking about Yanai. Ela Chazaka the Kashus. He had no Chazaka. Tarmid not Chilasit Mitasim himself. Because the Edom is saying he never was kosher. That's Rashi's shot. Tysus doesn't like that shot because there's a mandiyama that says we do use mom's chazaka for her children. So Tysus learns that Enochinami, biblically, we would put a chazaka, but the Gemara's question is that the Rabbanim don't rely on chazaka when it deals with kashrus for kahuna. And therefore, the Gemara's kasha is, how could we say Yani is kosher? There's a rabbinic halacha that says, do not rely on chazaka to kashrus a kid for kahuna. So Tysus learns that the chumrah Rabbanon that we're bothered with. Rashi learns chazaka wouldn't work on the kid. So Machlokes Rashi and Tysus, we learn Rashi. And for the Gemara, must be the story was, Ela Be'ed Echad. One aide came in and said that she was captured. And two aidim came in and say she wasn't captured. Now, had they not come in and say she wasn't captured, we would have believed the Eid Echad. And we would have said that Yanai is a possible Kayan. That's what we would have said. Again, if it were two witnesses, then why did we decide not to believe them? The Gemara says at the end of the day, they kashered Yanai. If it was two witnesses, so there's no reason to kasher Yanai. So then we leave again. So but that's exactly it. So why is she kasher? You're right. Why is he kasher?
Why not?
There's two against two, and he has no chazaka. He's a suffic kasher. Must be that there's a reason. I have to finish his piece. Must be there's a reason we kashered her. Why did we kasher him? Must be that what had happened is an Eid Echad had come in and say she was captured. She kept quiet. So we paskened that he's puzzled. Then came two Eidim and said, no, she was not captured. That's why we kashered him. Two Eidim is stronger than one Eid. We say admission, keeping quiet is an admission, but not when we have two Eidim to say it's not true. That must be the case. If Tabaye proves my point, that without the two Adam coming in and contradicting, we would have believed the one aid because of her admission. She didn't admit, but she didn't deny. She kept quiet. Elalab, Elabed Echad. The time and the reason we kashered him, the Kamakri Shibai Betray. Halav Haki Mehaman. If not, he would have been believed. Why? To Tavashim Erva. We're saying now she's puzzled to marry a Kayan. Teretz is, she kept quiet. And we say, even by Davar Sheva Erva, if the woman keeps quiet, we believe the aid. Unless two aidim come in and say no. Rashi. Elalah Be'ed Echad, Hei Rara Shvuya, Uboshnayim B'Kishu. So Abaya proves this point, one doctor, you're going to have to give me 2 minutes. Abaya proves this point from the fact that we believed the aid to be. That we believed at the beginning that he was puzzled, and then we changed our mind. What happened? And for the Gemara, 2 answers. Dr. Barava, Loilam, Trey, Trey. It was two against two. Ukadama Ravaka Barbayum made the Hazama. As Ravaka Barbayum said somewhere else, that the second pair didn't contradict the first pair. They said the first pair wasn't in town. Couldn't have known. That's Hazama. There we believe the second pair. So two Adam said she was captured. Two Adam come in and say, how do you know you were in China then? So we believe the second pair, so we captured him. Nothing to do with one aid. The Ibai Seima, to Rabbi Yitzchak, Dam Rabbi Yitzchak Shibchech Nisu Takta. Two Adam testified she was captured. Two Adam come in and say, it wasn't her. It was her maidservant who they said is the queen and let her maidservant get captured. So it's not contradiction, it's clarification. The Adam said we saw the queen captured. And the other two Adam came and said, what you saw was a maidservant who they dressed up as the queen, so therefore they captured her, thinking that they got the queen. It's not a kasha. Because the first pair is not saying that. They're saying we saw the lady who looked like the queen wearing her crown being captured by Goyim. And now the second pair is coming in saying, you're 100% right. The lady that looked like the queen was captured by Goyim, but it wasn't the queen.
That's not a
question? No. Because the first haters are not saying that it was the queen. Yes, doctor.
I mean, the case is got here after a while. It's a classic case of superstition. Now, the question is really, do we apply rote? Because do we have any information as to whether the majority of women who are captured with klal are violated, or...
The Rabbanan said, Rabbanan Paskin, every lady who is captured is assumed to be violated. The Chomer Rabbanan. Correct.
So,
but we keep Rabbanan.
I'm all for Rabbanan. Incidentally, you don't have to tell me the way you call them on. I try not to force. I did one. I haven't heard another principle which because this is an unobserved act. Now, if you tell me this is a Durabana,
correct.
It doesn't have to be observed.
Exactly.
It does make a weaker case.
But that's not, I understand 100% your question. But the man, the way we pass, which is Roy Kanoim holds, any woman that's captured is assumed as a vada that this is what happened. The Chumash Rabbanan, but it's not, but we assume it as 100%. We don't view it as a suffix. By the way, unfortunately, this pertains to today. Women that were captured by terrorists are shvuyas. I'm not paskining halach l'maisa, but that's what they are. I didn't say that. I said I'm not paskining halach l'maisa. I don't paskining halach l'maisa. I'm just saying this is a case where you have a case of shvuyas captured by terrorists who have no regard for anything, animals. So, whatever you want to call them. But the bottom line is, it becomes a shailin halacha about whether the girls can marry a kayan, whether the wives are us and their husbands are kayan. I'm not here to paskin. There must be all kinds of different stories on halacha. I'm not here. I'm just pointing out that this is a typical case of shvuya. Yes? No.
Exactly.
So shvuya means captured.
I know what I'm saying. As far as being usher to her husband, why would she be usher to her husband?
A shvuya is usher to her husband. The Gemara Ksubas. Her husband Kayan.
Oh, Kayan. Okay.
I said Kayan.
You said Kayan, comma her husband.
I meant Kayan, her husband.
Okay. There was no comma.
Anyway, the bottom line is, it's only a shayla if she's married to a kayan, or a single girl, can she marry a kayan? I'm just bringing up that it's a pertinent shayla. I didn't mean chas v'shalom to paskin the shayla. It's terrific enough without having to get involved in them.
Okay.
Rashi, the Vachi Bar Miyumi Ba'alma, he said it elsewhere. Shimcha Echnisu Tachteha, Echnisu Lem Shimcha, was Swurim Shizais. People thought this is the queen, the Gambu man, and they stole her, they captured her. La'acha Shanishbis, Achala Nisyak de Belayedim, the Kachain Kana Cheshisayedim. The queen was never alone with the captives. They replaced her with a Shimcha.
When did they replace her?
It's mashma that they replaced her shortly after she was captured.
Secretly liberated her.
Right, meaning what happened, Rashi's explaining, she was captured, and they were able to replace her with her maidservant before she was alone with a guy. Don't ask me the details, I wasn't there. Right. Don't think about yes.
If they have this ability, one
must
take her entirely.
Again,
but as you said, you were not there. I was looking.
Yes.
But we're really entering, it seems, into the category of fiction.
Again.
Exactly when this woman was placed, it's what exactly happened.
It's not fiction. She is not viewed as a subject.
No, that's why it has to be a rabbinic thing.
I said it's rabbinic.
I agreed. I was listening. I was actually, I had my mouth shut. It is a gospel to listen with your mouth open. I keep my mouth shut while you're talking. In terms of anything other than the arbitrary imposition of thought, which is the definition of Rubana, we're getting into a very questionable state. I mean, I understand what's being done, but it seems to me that there are a number of things to be added on to this. But it's not particularly relevant.
I'm a rabbi. But no, I mean a law. Zuck's rabbi, how do I know that Eilecha is not believed? Now rabbi is bringing his raya. Abaye bought two, and rabbi got out of them.
Captured.
Correct.
Right? Now, so
Chazaka is,
she was captured.
No, you asked me this five times, and I told you no. Adam do not establish a Chazaka, they establish clarity. Once the clarity is thrown out, we go back to pre-Adam.
The clarity is that she was captured.
Yes. Then two Adam come in and say she wasn't captured. That means there is no Adam that she was captured. Right.
Okay. But what does that doesn't why wasn't
it's an added fact. You decided, based on Dr. Harris, that Adam established a Chazaka. This was your decision that you made 10 minutes ago or 15 minutes ago because Dr. Harris asked that. And you accepted him as Karmi Sinai that Adas accept made a Chazaka. It's not true.
Someone's captured. The rove of the time when a person's captured, they don't. Two other people don't find her and put crown.
Okay, so Rashi explains the story. She was captured, but before she was taken privately away, they were able to change her for somebody else. That's not. It's not arguing with the fact that she had been captured. It's adding a new fact that clarifies the story. Two Adam say that Reuven walked into a room. Two Adam come in and say, in the room, this is what happened. They're not arguing that they walked into the room. They're saying that what you think happened in the room, we were in the room. It didn't happen. That's not a contradiction. Two Adam are saying this queen was captured. Nobody argues on that. She had been captured by Goyim. The way that happens is, when they capture her, they put her in a holding area, and then they move her to wherever they want to move her, to some tunnel under Gaza. Right, now. So what happened is, Rashi tells us this is what happened. Before they had a chance to remove her from the holding area, which had many people, somebody slipped in and was able to make that change. They bribed the guard. I just added this. I'm making up a story. They bribed the guard and said, listen, we're going to give you $1,000. $10,000, $100,000. Let's change one lady for the other. The captives are very happy. They have 10 captives in this room. They're holding them in a cell, and then afterwards they're going to move them to private areas where they'll be alone. If they're alone, they become usher. Till they're alone, they're not usher. This, what they're saying is, you say she was captured. Nobody's arguing with that. We're saying that after she was captured, something happened that undid her captivity. And the first Adam are not arguing with that. They don't know. They weren't there.
Even if I wasn't there. Even if the story they're adding is a muta to muta?
It's not a muta. It's a fact. They're saying two Adam are believed to say anything. Two Adam can come in and say that something happened and they're believed because they're Adam. They don't have to have a rive on their side. They're saying a new fact as Adam. Adus is 100% clarity. The greatest clarity you can have in the Torah is the testimony of two Adam. To the Torah, the greatest clarity a person can ever have about anything is two Adam that testify. There's no greater clarity. You'll tell me a lot of Adam lie. You'll tell me, the Torah said two Adam is the greatest clarity you can ever have. When there's doubt. Obviously, if two Adam come in and say, today is Thursday, you don't believe them. There's no doubt about that. Adam can't change reality. They can only clarify doubt. We don't know what happened after she got captured. We don't know how long she was in the holding pen, and then they decided to move her to a private area. Might have been a day, might have been 5 days. We have no idea. But she was together with other people, so that's not us, sir. The only time she becomes us if she was alone. What the second Adam are saying is she never got to that stage. They're not arguing that she was captured. They're arguing what happened after her capture. They're saying your capture doesn't follow automatically because something happened in between. It's clarifying the story. Amar Rav Ben Ami, the Lord Rav said, how do I know it? The time. Amar Rav Shimon. Ma'aseh b'mnayrish odiskim. Biavna. It was Begura, I'm sorry, I take it back. Begura means a, how does he translate it? Cistern?
Pool.
A pool of water in the city of Yavna, of Diskim. Diskim is the name of a person or a name of a place. The Diskim pool in Yavna. So I said, men is Becheska Shlema. People assumed it was a kosher mikvah, 40 sa. And now they measured it and found out that it's only 39 and a half saw. How far back do you go now? Things have been tabled in here for the last 4.5 years, and I just made it up. How far back? Dr. Brisa, the Mishnah. Kol, it's a Tosefta, really. Kol, Tyrus, Shinasu, Agaba. Anything that has been tabled there. People, Kalim, Reb Tarfa Matar. Reb Tarfa said, even though now we know that it's not a kosher mikvah, whatever happened till now, kosher v'yosher. Reb Akiva Matame. And Reb Akiva said, not true. Everything that was traveled in that mikvah is tame. Amar Reb Tarfa. Reb Tarfa said, mikvah zabacheske shalom hoaymen. This mikvah was assumed to be 40 tzah. In fact, at one point had been measured and was 40 tzah. Misavi got to Bar Lechatzrei. You're saying it changed. We know it changed ultimately. The question is, when did it change? Alta Chatzrei to Misavi. Misavi assumed it changed the last possible time. Amar Reb Akiva, Adam Zebach Eska Tamei Uweimit. The person that went into the mikvah was Tamei. Misavik atab l'tarai. You're saying he went into a mikvah and became tar. He has a chazak of tuma. Misavik. What? Well, it's not true because the mikvah is on Misavik. We don't know.
Not until the last minute.
Again, we don't know. We don't know whether the mikvah was or wasn't. Cheskis means if you don't know, assume. So the question is, can that transfer to the person who we know was Tameh? So what you're now, the machloika seems to be, if you have a chazaka on item A, which affects item B, you ignore the chazaka of item B and go only with chazaka of A, or not? That seems to be machloika should power for the Rebbe Akiva. Now, so far, we haven't talked about Davar Shebe'er, but we're talking about a mikvah. Megura Samayim, Kimim Brecha Samayim, a pool. Because I remember Babatra, Lemachar Samagura Shemayim, when he sells something, he didn't sell the pools along with it. So this Kim Shem Adam or Shem Makim should be Avn. It's either a person or a place. Cheske Shleim, I bought himself. I have a time from Mitar, Damar Hashto, the Chasr. Now it's when it became less. Shasha Tavla Badam, Akelim Shleim, I said. Matama, the way Adina made his chasra, but nimtz shein the tefila. Fine. This is the sugya. It's great. Masechet Nida, the Gemara elaborates on this. Why should you go with the pool? Why should you go with the person? It's not for now. The Gemara does not get involved in here now. It just quotes it to get to the next part of the brisa. But the machlokes is: can you use the chazaka of the mikvah for the person or not? Is the chazaka that says it was a complete mikvah, but we know now that it's not a complete mikvah. And we also know that the person was coming. So how do we do that? That's the Machlokes Reb Tarfon from the Akiva. All the svaros about that are Masechtas Nida about Beis of Beis. It's not for now. Yes, Doctor? I don't know what your assumption was going to be.
The assumption that the difference between Rabbi Carpenter and Kiva is that Rabbi Carpenter assumes that something retains its state until it is remeasured and a new state is found. Rabbi Kiva is that it retains its state only to the last measurement. After the last measurement, it goes into a suffix. But remember, that is the way it works.
Again, it's much more complicated than that, and we're going to leave it alone. Okay, now, we move now to a second part of this brisa. Now, I'm explaining it like Tysus explains it, to avoid questions. Rashi doesn't say differently. What happens if a kayin went into this mikvah, and then he did avayda? And Adam came in and said, when he went into the mikvah, it did not have 40 saws. New case. Mar does not elaborate, it's a new case. But Tysus has explained, it's a new case. A guy is Tamei Kayan. He went into a mikvah, got out, did Avodah. Two Adam come in and say, by the way, when you went into that mikvah, it was already less than 40 sub. What happens to that Avodah? New question. First question was, when was the mikvah less than 40 sub? We're not dealing with that anymore. We're moving on to a new case. Dr. Gemara.
Maybe that's a question on that case.
What?
Why didn't he tell before
it was? That's a great question. I wasn't there. Dr. Gemara. Amar of Tarp. Mashal, this new case is a mashal. Lo aymed a makim agab mizbeach, v'noidishu ben grusha men chalutu shavadasa k'shayro. Halacha is, kai did avayin on the mizbeach, and then two Adam came in and said, by the way, your mother was a grusha when your father married her. You're a possible kayan. Meanwhile, he's brought 472 karbanas. There are 472 people that relied on him to get a kapara. Did they get the kapara? If Yisrael would have brought the carbon, it would have been not a kosher carbon. They would have had to bring another one. We now find out that this guy's not a kayan. He's a cholol. The halacha is, all the avodah he did till now was kosher. Even though we know now that he was puzzled. Tegzeres HaKosher. Tegzeres HaKosher. Dr. Batarvin, this kayin that finds out that now he was tamei, is like finding God. He was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. When he did the avodah, he assumed he was kosher. Just like the guy that's the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. He's exactly like the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Amar Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva said, a guy found out, he went to the Avoda, then they found out that was something that he had made him a Baal Mum. He didn't think it made him a Baal Mum, and now he found out that he was a Baal Mum when he did the Avoda. Every Avoda he did is special. So the question is, this guy who finds out that he's Tamei, is he like a Begrusha Bechalutza that finds out he's a Begrusha Bechalutza? Or is he like a Balmum that finds out he's a Balmum? Because there's two halakas here. A Balmum that finds out he's a Balmum, puzzle. A Begrusha Bechalutza finds out he's a Begrusha Bechalutza's kosher. So if Tarfin compared the guy that's Tamei to Begrusha Bechalutza, and the Bekiva compared him to Balmum. Dr. Bekiva, Amar of Tarfin, Shem Tarfin says, after the Misa of the Balmum, Vani the Misa of the Begrusha Bechalutza. You compared him to Balmum, and I compared him to Begrusha Bechalutza. Nira Lemi Daima. Let's try to figure it out. E Daima the Begrusha Bechalutza. If I'm right, then I can Begrusha Bechalutza. So then I'm right. If Daima the Balmum, if you're right, then I can Balmum. And I'll agree to you that you're right. Let's figure out which is Tumah more similar to. To Bengrusha Mechalutza or to Tumah, to Balmum. I'm a Hiskel or Bekiva love. So Bekiva said, fine, let's figure it out. Mikvah B'sula B'yachad. A mikvah can be passed by one person who says, I measured it and it's less than 40 tzah. You don't need two Adam to pass the mikvah. Balmum B'sula B'yachad. If one person walks in and says, this guy is a Balmum, he's believed, as the Gemara will explain in a moment, check it out. It's so easy. Take off his clothing and see if he's a Balmum. You don't need two Adam to make a guy a Balmum. V'al yechiyach ben grusha ben chalutza, shepsulim acherim, shepsulim mishnayim. Ben grusha ben chalutza needs two Adam. So, who is it more comparable to? More comparable to Balmum. And the way the Bishlorshim explain it, it's really elaborating. Mikvah Besula Begufa, it's checkable. The guy says it's less than 40 tzah. Go check it out. Balmum Besula Begufa. Val Yechiach Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Shepsula Me'acherim. Not checkable. You don't know if his mother was a Grusha. You can't necessarily ascertain it. The Mikvah is right in front of you. The Balmum is right in front of you. Amar Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Tarvin. Parish mincha, kaparish menachay. I disagree. I take it back. Whoever leaves you is leaving life. You are right. I was wrong. That's the story. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shavitas and Shavit Kvach Shere Lekama Yolofa. Zer Sakasa by Ben Grusha Mechalutza. Babum Shavitas and Shavit Kvach Sula Filoi Shaykik. Kama Yolofa. Mikvah B'sula B'yachad, B'achav Amani M'dati V'niv T'chaser, I measured it, and it's chaser, Neman. The Kaimelan Eilecha Neman B'sura. Bamum B'sula B'yachad, B'achav Amani Bamum Hu Neman. Kama Mepharishlo, the Gemara is going to say, why is he believed? The Gemara is going to answer, because just take off his clothing and check it out. Macherim, Machmas Imbay, test it with his mom. Fine. Now, Zucht Rava. So Rava now has this price in front of him, right? And it's saying that Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza needs two Adam. I have no idea what you just meant. Yes. For the last 27 and a half years. So what?
Yeah.
What? You do by the Raisa. We do say by kid by the Raisa.
We don't
want to subject him to that, so we say don't do the Raisa. Don't be mighty anybody. Why should we check the kid? By the way, if he did Kedusha, we would check him. But if he wants to lame Parsha Zachar, we say don't lame Parsha Zachar. Why should we take him, check him? Why should we subject him to it? So he won't make parshas of it. Only in the gay of very few things. Here's the shadow of Avodah of Kabbalah. Kosher and non-kosher. It affects other people. Friday night Kiddush. That's what it affects. People make a mistake. The Bar Mitzvah Bachar is Mechuba to make Kiddush. Wrong. Don't let the Bar Mitzvah Bachar make Kiddush for the Olam. He might not be a Gadol. And Kiddush Friday night is a Deraisa. That's very few things in the Raisa. Diving for the Amen and Mizumah, and all those things in Rabbanon. Aliyahs, laning, benching Mizumah, all Rabbanon. The only Deraisa is Shabbat Zohar, laning Parsha Zohar, and Kiddush Friday night. So, and if he makes Kedusha, and Enochinami, if he does Kedusha, we check him out. Because it affects the girl. Whereas, laning for Shabbat Zohar, get somebody else to lane, and you won't have a problem.
Can't hear you. We lost you, Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Margaret, we lost you. Hello, anybody there?
On this phone?
We lost you for a couple minutes.
You hear me now?
Yes.
Good. This phone is not supposed to lose you.
Does the phone know that?
I'm sorry?
Is the phone aware of that?
Talk to Dr. Dr. Gemara. Now here comes Rav Azariah. Fred Rav. Hi, Balmum Shemsula B'yachad Hechidami. We believe a person to say that the Balmum is puzzled. One person. What did the person say? What is the Kayin saying? One person walks in and says, this Kayin has a mum. What does the Kayin say? Either Kamakish for me, Mehman. The Kayin says, no, I don't. And Echot's not believed against somebody denies it. Ella the Shasik. Must be, he's keeping quiet. And we're saying the reason the guy is believed is because the Kayin is keeping quiet. The classic guy, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the Shasik. We come in and we say this guy is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and his mother is here, and we're telling her she's a Grusha, and she keeps quiet, and we're saying that's not enough. You need to aid him. By mum, we believe one aid. By mum, we don't believe the aid. And if he says, that's the halacha, he denies the aid echad. If the aid echad tells you something, you say it's not true, he's not believed. One second, let me give the Gemara a chance. It must be, he's admitting, he's keeping quiet. And we're believing the aid echad because there's no denial. But it came to Ben Grusha, and there's no denial, we don't believe one aid, we need to aid him. Is a riot that I double Shabarva, you need to aid him even if the guy keeps quiet, which is what Rava said. Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza is a double Shabarva. Tani, Mikvim Sula Biyachid, Pamon Besula Biyachid, Ayachia Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, Shabsula Bishnayim. Zakti Gemara, no Raya. Abayam, Eloilim, the Kamakishle. The guy is saying, I'm not a Baumom. Kamer, am I Mehaman? Take off your clothing. He's denying your bamum. We can prove it. It's not a raya because he, Rava said if he denied, we wouldn't believe him. So Tabaya, why not? Take off the clothing and see who's right. It's ascertainable. Dr. Abaya, it's all about one aid. And he's denying. That's why he's believed by Ben Grusha. Would not be believed that these women denies that she's a Grusha. But she's denying. But here by Balmum, the one age believed against the Hakrasha, not because just check it out. It's right in front of you. There's no proof. I don't need to rely on the Eid Echad. Take off the clothing. Therefore, we rely on the Eid because we could prove the aid right or wrong. It's not that we're relying on the aid by itself. Take off the clothing and ascertain. Can't ascertain. We don't know if the mother was a grusha.
So what's the end result? Is it that he'd have fun?
Would not be believed if the woman denies it.
And if she's straight safe?
Abaya would say she is believed. Abaya says that if the person keeps quiet, that's an admission, even by Dabar Shabarab, that works. Again, we had this story, Abaye and Rava, yesterday. One aide comes in and says the woman was Mizana, and she keeps quiet. Abaye said, we believe the aide, because she kept quiet. She could clear it up. Rava said, no. I have no idea what you're doing.
What is
the
Shita
then? Haidah, according to Abaye.
No,
not by Dabar Shabarab. We said that Machlok Zabayim Rav is wise and they never believed. Could the Rav is not believed? Again, according to Abaye, an Enecha that gets Stika is believed. According to Rav, an Enecha that gets Stika is not believed because of the Stika. Because of the power of the Enecha, which doesn't work by Dabar Shabarab. Rav wanted to prove it by the fact that we believed one witness by Bamum, and we don't believe it by Grusha, even if she's quiet. Abaye says she's not quiet. She's denying it. By Mum, you can't deny it. Take your clothing off. Then according to Abaye, you would be believed. Rashi, Shlach Achvei, Im Eincha Bamum, Havshib Gedecha Venira. If you deny it, take your clothing off. It's ascertainable.
Can't hear you again. Rabbi Yitzchak, can't hear you.
At the end of the day, Abaye holds that the reason Eilechot Nehman was a shtika is because shtika kaida. It's the admission that does it. And therefore it can work even by Dabar Shabarab. And Rava holds the reason Eilechot Nehman was a shtika is because of the power of Eilechot. We don't assume shtika kaida. But the power of Eilechot, and therefore it doesn't work by Dabar Shabarab. That's the machlokes of Abaye and Rava. In how an Eilecha works with Shtika. Abaye tried to prove it two different ways. Rabbi got out of it. Rabbi tried to prove it one way. He got out of it. And everybody's having a wonderful Shabbos, and we're going to have to come up with a new idea. Okay. Now you hear, but I guess it cut off twice. Everybody's having a wonderful Shabbos.